From crisis comes opportunity. In the 1970s, tensions flaring in the Middle East led to an oil embargo and drove up costs. That's what pushed Kenya to embrace geothermal power as an alternative to fossil fuels. Now the African country is well on its way to a goal of running on 100% renewables by 2030. Peter Muiruri is a freelance journalist based in Nairobi, Kenya, who frequently writes for The Guardian covering climate change and conservation. Peter, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
Peter, start by explaining to us what geothermal power is and how it works.
Geothermal power is generated from under the ground. Maybe if you can start how this power gets to the ground. The Rift Valley, which originates somewhere around the Jordan all the way to Mozambique, runs through Kenya. Now, we know how the Rift Valley was formed was when the two tectonic plates pulled apart and the land between the two fault lines sank, bringing hot magma closer to the surface. That's about 25 million years ago. Now, when this water comes into contact with the hot rocks or the lava, it's always looking for a way to escape. And so this is the steam that the Kenya government has been tapping for some years now to drive the turbines that generate electricity in Kenya.
So let me ask you, Peter, it's steam, and this is obviously incredibly hot. How is the Kenyan government tapping this steam, and are there any safety issue involved?
The temperatures of this steam are up to 300 degrees Celsius. I don't think any human being would like to be close. Kenya is able to sink wells up to 3 kilometers deep where they tap this power that is then transported through high pressure pipes into the generator houses where now it drives these turbines.
So I want to ask you, today we hear a lot of governments saying they want to get to this place of being 100% renewable, where the energy their people use comes from 100% renewable sources. And Kenya seems pretty close to this goal. Can you tell us about that transition in Kenya to being fully renewable by 2030?
Right now, Kenya is running on 91% energy from renewables. We have 47%, which is geothermal, which we are talking about now. We have 30% hydro, because we have got several dams that produce hydroelectricity. Then we have 12% wind power. The largest wind power in Africa is in Kenya. And then we have 2% of solar energy. So it is not difficult to transition to 100% if currently we are at 91%.
And is the steam that you're talking about that's created by this magma under the ground, is that a long-term possible climate solution to keep tapping that?
Remember what happens when steam cools. It turns into water again. Now, this water is recycled back into the wells where it can be heated even some more to produce more steam to drive the turbines.
Why are other countries not doing this, and could they learn from Kenya or take advantage?
Well, let's remember this, that of course there are high capital costs. Most African governments, especially in the global south, have to balance their citizens' needs such as food, housing, with such exploration and exploitation of geothermal.
I wonder if you can finish for us, Peter, by telling us what this means for Kenya. Now that it's so close to being at 100% renewables, how does this impact people there in everyday life? Is energy costs, is that cheaper for people? Is it more secure forms of energy for them?
Yes, in fact, it will have a twofold effect, which will be beneficial to the people of Kenya. Number one, as you rightly mentioned, the cost of power will come down because currently, remember, there is quite a mix of power production, including expensive generators, which are now being phased out, which use oil. Of course, we know oil is a polluter, so Kenya is trying to get rid of such expensive diesel-powered power producers. Number two, it will help the environment because, again, Kenya will rely less on hydroelectricity, which is affected by drought. Remember, Kenya just came out of 4 years of drought last year in 2023. That meant that the dams that produce power were at their lowest for 4 years. Well, why? Because of climate change. So now, with less water being exploited for hydropower, pardon me, that means that that hole will be plugged by more and more geothermal power being exploited. So even for the environment, obviously going 100% renewables is a win-win for the environment.
Peter Moiruri is a freelance journalist based in Nairobi, Kenya, who covers climate change and conservation. Peter, thank you.
Thank you again for having me in the studio.